Jeff Blankman talking right now with Cole Corson, head football coach for the Glidden Ralston Wildcats. They open up the eight-man postseason, traveling over to Woodbine. Coach, good to catch up with you again.
Yes, thanks. Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Coach, you and I were just chatting. This is a rematch of week number six. I guess the first question I'll ask, were you surprised at all about how the pod played out for you guys when they came out on Saturday?
Nothing will surprise me with the state. I thought they were going to try at least a little bit to avoid district rematches, and I think our district has two in it by itself, but you know, obviously geography is going to play a little bit of a factor too, and how they can match some teams up and how it all plays out. So, you know, in the grand scheme of things, no. And at the same time, when you're 2-5, you really can't sit there and say, we should be here, we should be there. Whatever it is, you're basically at the mercy of the state because you didn't take care of the business that you needed to take care of. So from that aspect, you know, we're perfectly fine with whoever we have to play. We're just glad we get to play.
I know you've already said that you're getting the question. Last time you guys played, it was 98-47, the final score. Do you anticipate the same kind of a game, not maybe the difference in final score, but a high-scoring affair again, or do you think the defenses will make some adjustments?
Oh, I think both defenses will step in, make some adjustments. You know, and the other thing was, that was our first week of having some spread no huddle type stuff. We thought it could throw them off, give us some matchups. It obviously did. We put up points, but at the same time, that there was about 250 plays, you know, in the game that lasted 3.5 hours. We don't expect that this time around. We expect to slow down. We'll still run no huddle. There'll be a controlled no huddle where we use up as much of the clock as possible type situation, and we'll still find our matchups. We're just going to snap the ball a lot later just to try to take the ball out of their hands and limit possessions throughout the game.
You're able to score 48 in that game. What worked offensively that you think you can use again this time?
We threw the ball really well. And they'll probably look at the Coon game and say, okay, what did they do against Coon that didn't work, and you know, what did Coon do? So we fully expect them to, you know, bring guys from pressure and stuff like that. Their defense line is probably not as fast as Coon's. It's a little bit bigger though, but at the same time, we watched some film from both of those games, and you know, it's little things in the passing game that mean a lot. You know, when they bring perimeter rushes, our offensive linemen were actually doing a pretty good job of meeting their pass rusher out on the perimeter. Then it's our quarterbacks who have to step up and understand that part of it, and then understand, okay, if they bring four, we have to have our hot read, and we have to be able to throw it to our hot read in that aspect of it. Snapping was a big deal. You know, losing Charles Schoen the last week and a half, you know, when you have a freshman starting center to begin with and you lose him, it kind of tells you where maybe you were at to begin the season anyways, you know, with our lack of offensive line depth. But then also just that consistency that you get from a center that you've had all year. And, you know, it's kind of what I talked to him about a little bit, that he was as consistent as they get from a freshman. You look back and he maybe had one game that was subpar from a snapping aspect. And, you know, he improved greatly after that, and it was week two. He improved greatly after that, and there was very rarely bad snaps or fumble snaps from that point on for the rest of the season. So for a freshman to step in and have that kind of focus and have that kind of consistency was really, really big for our offensive line. We had to kind of have a makeshift offensive line for the Coon game, so we're kind of solidifying that and just saying, here's our offensive line for this game, and we're not changing it, we're not moving it, we're not doing anything different, we're just sticking with these guys, and we'll take it as is.
Coach, everybody knows that Woodbine's offense really starts with Lane Pryor, their outstanding running back. He can also catch the ball. They've got the Wakehouse kid, Caleb, who's a very good receiver, and Bantam, the quarterback, also outstanding. So what do you do to kind of contain those three guys and try to make somebody else on that team hurt you?
Their coach does a really good job, their offense coordinator, of, you know, mixing it up and finding things that he feels an advantage. That was one thing the first time around. It took until about the third quarter. But they found a really, really big mismatch in a formation that, you know, that we had to really work on to shore up. But he'll do a bunch of different formations to do exactly what you said, get the ball in his quarterback or Pryor or the Wakehouse's kid hands.
And defensively, do you feel like you've made some adjustments and saw some things on film that that will work better this week?
Yeah, we saw some things, but at the same time, it just boils down to a physicality and, you know, a want to stop the other team. Numerous times in that Woodbine game, we watched our front 4 to 6 guys do what they needed to, but maybe it was just a half a step one way or a half a gap wrong, or, you know, one play, maybe we took a play off. Well, they're big enough that we can't take plays off, especially with the prior kid, because if you take a play off and he breaks a tackle, now we have a kid taking a play off or a kid not in a spot that he's supposed to, we're now down 2 guys, you know, and so it's just those types of things that we have to understand. And it could have been a tired aspect in that game doing the spread, no huddle. But at the same time, those are things that we have to fix.
Coach, have you guys had a good week of practice?
Yeah, you know, with all the injuries that we've had, we've been keeping that kind of low key, and just in the sense of we're not going to sit there and pound on each other. It's also week 8 at this point, and some guys are trying to heal some injuries, and you're trying to stay fresh. So, you know, it's been a shoulder pads, helmets type week, and just repping. That's the biggest thing with our offense is we haven't added anything new this week. Typically, we might add a formation or we might add a little wrinkle to something. This week, we haven't added anything. We just refined what we added last week and what we've kind of put together over the last 2 to 3 weeks. And defensively, it's just understanding our concepts, you know, our X's in our 3-3. You know, we try to stunt. We try to do those things. So just solidifying those things, keeping it as basic as possible, as much as possible, but then trying to stem from basic and make it a little bit complicated for the other team to pick up what we're doing is basically where we're at right now.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck going over to Woodbine on Friday night. Appreciate you joining us here today, and I know the guys with the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show will be looking forward to catching up with you after the game.
All right. Well, thank you, Jeff.
You bet. Head Coach Cole Corson again with the Glenn Ralston Wildcats. Again, they open up the postseason over at Woodbine on Friday night.